questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
With Associate Professor Linda Tyler. Hi, Linda, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having me, Mikey.
Now, you're an art history...
That's me. I'm an art
specialist,
history type person.
Specialist?
That's
a specialist?
It. That's it.
And you're coming to speak on the university on during Spring Week, November 19th to 23rd. And you're going to be doing a discussion about... you're going to be giving us a little talk about telling a thin tale, women and performance art
this
in Aotearoa.
It. Yes. Now, my claim for legitimacy in doing this, Mikey, is that way back when I was a performance artist in the 1980s.
Ooh, and the heyday!
Yes. Yeah. And I did hold hands with other women and, you know, celebrate rituals and all of that.
All the stretching and all the yoga. Open-minded thinking.
Exactly, and celebrating seasons. So
I bet you had staggered sleeping patterns as well.
Yes, we did a lot of observing of the moon, as I recall.
So
there was this kind of period in the 70s, I guess, when women had the opportunity to kind of move away from producing commodities, painting, sculpture, that kind of thing that you had to sell, and they could actually bring some of their politics into their art, and that's where performance really took off.
But that must have been amazing for the people that were there at the very
empowering,
that very point of transfer. Yeah, you know,
very empowering.
To the realization, even just the realization of, you know, we could do that.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And actually, there are some really extraordinary performance artists that are from that period that are still doing their thing, like Suzanne Lacey. She was in the Sydney Biennale earlier on this year. She did a very famous performance outside the Los Angeles police courts in the 1970s called In Mourning and in Rage, which was about the, you know, general kind of apathy of the police and trying to capture a rapist, a serial rapist. And that was, you know, I can remember seeing that in the 70s and thinking, wow, that's incredible. They just stood there silently.
Oh, that's kind of a bummer. I was just thinking, just as you were saying that, I was thinking, I wonder when that was. Must have been years and years ago. And then I thought to myself, oh, hang on a second, that could have been like last week.
It could, yeah. You know, there are still these creeps around. But they just stood there silently, just wearing black garb, and just the visual image of those women, you know, the number of them, was a really powerful thing. And I think kicked off something in New Zealand, people being interested in using their bodies, getting engaged, and
What was it that did it for you? Was that
a little bit of that, but a little bit of, you know, just sort of rampant feminism in the ether.
Exploding with feminism.
That's it. And, you know, I'm still proud to use the F word and call myself a feminist. But The Thin Tale, the title of my lecture, really comes from the fact that in 1993, which was the anniversary of women's suffrage 100 years ago, there was quite a lot of funding and there were a number of opportunities to make exhibitions. And one of the exhibitions was called Alter Image down at Art Space in Auckland. And in the catalogue for that exhibition, Tina Barton, the curator, said, well, you know, we'd love to include some performance art, but we'd be telling a thin tale. There's not a lot of it around.
Ooh.
And that was because the 90s was not a great time for feminism. It was sort of...
Well, it wasn't necessarily a great time
word.
For much.
No.
It was a pretty shallow... like that sort of late 80s, early 90s, was a pretty shallow time.
Bit of a backlash,
I did it right out of it, but, you know, I'm
yes.
saying...
It's a bit of backlash too, and sort of, you know, things were pretty quiet on the feminist practice front.
Right. Yeah.
But not so now.
Yeah.
Things are in ascendancy again, and I'm very happy to say. It's handy. I've been listening to one of those pre calls. You heard about those? There's a guy that's bringing people all own stuff and agent conversation for people you need to do.
I mean, it's a day, but you know that when he hangs, he's either going to call, he's just going to be at home himself.
In some instances,
just by himself with nothing else to do.
He calls
himself with no friends and nothing else to do.
Somebody 30 minutes later. But it's, you know, like you go about your professional life and pick up the telephone, you know, you're in your professional mode, and there's nothing like that to sort of slam you back into thinking actually you're nothing. You're just exactly the four-letter word that he's calling you is exactly all you are.
Well, that's all he knows, you know, he's just a stupid little
dork. But I think
dork.
He is the backlash. Yeah, I think he doesn't like all these powerful uppity women around the place.
Oh, well, too bad, brother.
Just waving their flags.
Okay, we'll all stop. How about that? You can be in charge.
Yeah. I think there are still some issues.
Put your pants back on.
125 years after the anniversary of women's suffrage, there's still some issues, some things that have to be resolved. We're not on the level playing field yet, to use a sporting analogy. But the great thing is that there are plenty of performance artists who are female. I'm not saying that there aren't some really great ones that are male, but just so happens that at the moment I'm interested in the ones that are female and what they're up to.
And the reason that the discussion is about this is because there are still dudes ringing up, you know, females wherever.
Nobody needs it because they think
they can do that because they're a guy.
And the university,
like, they might be completely the gawkiest, most ineffectual, boring.
He sounds
good for nothing, son of a bitch, that's ever existed. But because he's a guy, he thinks he can do that.
Yes, he's older, and he sounds sort of, well educated and everything. But the university has creaked into action by coming up with a policy to deal with this. And the policy so far has been to.
Caller ID.
No, it comes up anonymous on the phone. Yeah. The policy so far has been to divert your phone and to take your outward facing profile off the university webpage. But. Yeah. What happens if it's somebody inside the university? You know, that's never. So it's, we've all had exactly the same guy because he always wants to do exactly the same thing to us. So,
we know
we've got something. We've got something to share. So there's a bit of a power in collectivity, and I don't believe in keeping these things under the carpet. So that's where I think performance art is really, really great, because people come along and they see it. They think about the issues. Women performance artists also often want to do things about the body. Think about you know. How they've been objectified.
Well, of course, women's bodies are amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't mean that to look at. I mean that they do amazing things.
They are very powerful. You know, the whole procreation business is pretty mysterious and fabulous. So
women's intuition is an amazing thing.
That's right. And so,
women's empathy is an amazing thing.
Indeed. And men have that too. But I'm interested in the fact that there are people like Darcel Apelu, for example, this amazing woman who's an ex. She's a woodchopper. And she.
Lumberjack.
She is
there a female word for lumberjack? Lumberjack.
Lumberjill.
Lumberjack. No, it is lumberjill. It is lumberjill.
Is it?
Look it up. It's a lumberjill.
Is there a clothing code with that, like there is with men? You know, the men that are lumberjacks, they have that sort of plaid shirt thing.
Yeah, maybe.
But anyway.
I thought you meant like small men's extra large.
Does the old chopping in close proximity. You can imagine the power of that.
Yeah.
Somebody wielding an axe, female, they're not meant to be doing that, but she's faster and she's more powerful than many of her male contemporaries. But that's part of her performance.
We did a documentary, we talked about a documentary that was the sharing one the other day.
She shares.
That's right. Yeah, which is a local documentary about female
sheep shears. Those women, because that's hard on your back.
I know, and they're outshining the gentleman.
And sheep are heavy, as you would know, Mikey, having lifted one many times.
I've lifted a sheep twice.
They're heavy though.
Stink
aren't
as well.
They do, and
like all farm animals. They smell rather rural. Anyway, we're running off topic. We need to tell people where this is happening.
Yes.
And where they can come and see you talk about this. Sounds really interesting.
It's part of Spring Week, so they can enrol through public programs, and it's next week, I believe, on Wednesday. And I think that. Is that correct?
No, November the 19th and 23rd is when it's on.
Wednesday of that week.
Yeah, Wednesday of that week. So that's next month.
It'll be the 20th.
It'll be
the 20th.
It's November, tomorrow.
It's the Spring Week on Campus Talks.
Thank you very much.
Grizzly's saying I'm sorry, I've been told off for talking over you. I'm talking over you there.
I've got 65 people enrolled already, but there's plenty of room for more. And I'd certainly like some women performance artists to come along, and hey, we might be able to do some little performance as part of it. Some little ritual. And certainly I've got some interesting people in the audience that, like me, are old performance artists, don't do it anymore, but have got stories to share. So
do you not do it anymore?
No. I've gone indoors, Mikey.
So you officially retired?
I'm more of a sort of a lounge lizard kind of a performance artist. I can look back
just
on...
Just like for small groups.
Yes, likely to be seen, you know, performing the glass and drinking of a glass of Chardonnay these days.
Yeah, well, you know, with aplomb. all right. Hey, thank you very much for coming in, Linda. I'm sorry if I talked over you. So
yeah,
just
you didn't at all.
That.
No.
I do it to everyone. You
no,
have
that's
it in
fine.
There.
I can do it back.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks very much for coming in.
You're very welcome, and thank you for having me.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.